We are continuing our shiurim on the Nekudat Kesef. We are on page Daf 252. We are now starting a new inyan called Sedek Kavanat Korban HaTamid. And it says as follows: Avata lidmod et Kavanot Parashat Tamid. We're going to learn the Parashat Tamid. Natzchil b'Shach Kavanot. We're going to start with the Shach Kavanot. Dibaratzchil v'Nachzor. Ata livaer. Ah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Gimel. Sham be'emsa. Or be inam pitum haketoret, he's going to throw in the inam pitum haketoret as well. V'navi adivei kosu shel Rav im ketzad biur kifi asher yuvra bezat Hashem. So this is going to be very exciting. Learning a new parsha, parsha Tamid with pitum haketoret, and also Bar Shama later on. V'nazo ata says Rav Chaim Vital levaeg ketzad pratim beparsha as a korban haTamid or bepitum haketoret. V'inyan. Tzav et b'nei Yisrael. That's what the psukim is bringing. V'chol v'chol v'korbani lachmi shaykh. Kvar bi'anu ki kol elu ha'korbanot hem l'mach v'olam asiyah. As opposed to Yitzira and other worlds. Kvar yedata ki olam asiyah hu sod shem kel adnut. As we know, every world has a neshama b'fnei atzmo, and each of these neshamas have different names. So I see as Kel Adnut, Shehem Gematret Tzadi Vav 96, Vezu Remez Bo'omo Tzav Ed Ben Yisrael. And therefore we can understand the pasuk that speaks about the Korban Tamid, Tzav Ed Ben Yisrael. The Kemosh Katuva Zohar Parshat Tzav, Ki HaKlipot Ne'echazot Be'asiyah Hem Kashot V'chazakot Me'od, V'tzarich L'sarfa Me'esh, Ki Zehu Sod, מה שכתוב בחז"ל, אין צו אלא עבודה זרה. So עבודה זרה is very very strong in this world, and therefore must be burnt with fire. כמו שכתוב הפסוק, כי הועיל אפרים הלך אחרי הצו. We see that הלך אחרי הצו זה לא שם עבודה זרה. והטעם לפי שיונקים ונחזים בשם כל שקי, כל אדנות. Fantastic. We see that the reason why they're so strong, because they're nourishing themselves again from the Shefa, our Shefa, Keladnut. As we spoke about yesterday, so the fire is going to come down. It's part of the avodah, the korban, the fire has to come down and burn all the impurities that we find in Dom and Tzomer Chai Medaber, like in last year. V'tzarech l'avin, ma'u ha'esh ha'kedusha hazot she'sorefet et ha'kali, v'od kashe ketzad v'erech nimshechet esh ha'kedusha. How do we pull this down? V'Rabbeinu Rishash Ziyah Ketav V'Sidur Dav Ein Dalet Amodav V'Zeh Loshon Kotzer Tzav G'matria Kel Adnot V'Shvasiyah. This is what we saw from the Rizal. The Tzav is 96, exactly the G'matria of Kel Adnot, which is the Neshama of the world of Asiyah. And then the Rishash continues V'Yichavin Amshir Esh Gavoa. And to bring out this very high fire, Shuarat Hegvorot, which is Be'etzin, the fire that we speak about, the five Gvorot, Shviyasod Nukva Dizam, Shuhu Me'ahu Rucha Deyev Baza Shuhu Rayu Elyon, Lischof Akirot Ve'akale Nechaz Ve'asiyah the Kol Alamot. So that's interesting, isn't it? Because we're bringing down this fire, and he asks, what is the teva? What is this fire that we're bringing down? So it says, this is the definition of this fire that we're bringing down, is the five Gvorot. Should be a sod nukva design. The nukva design has these five gvorot of asiyah leman shemo ba'ava. We're building up the sod of nukva in order to. The ultimate is to make a zivug, zav and nukva, but nukva has to have a yesod, so we've got to build up a yesod, believe it or not. And that's going to happen on the day of the five gvorot.
So, therefore, that means Zai is giving over to her. He says, that Zai gives what's called the Ruach, that's going to build up your soul. And what is this? This is the Rayu. The Rayu. That's in Gemara 216. Can I get these Gvurot? Elyon. And what's that going to do? That's the power, the Gvur has the power to be sore of all the impurities that we found in the Yesod. And in order to make that Mokum Kodesh V'Tor. And that translates like our world. That's like our world. That's like the fire coming down for the Korban. Even the Korban has a disinfectant ability to burn off all bacteria and all things. That we know that anybody wants to cash or something, he takes fire, that's the ultimate, puts it to the metal, and the metal then pure itself and become from meaty or milky into pariv. All the bliot are finished. And came Lamad Rabin Rashazia Shu Shaesh Gavuahu Varat Egvurod in Shah Mizal in Lugva Bet Zivug La Sota Kid Varazo Nim Shah de Kob. As we explain, Rak Mashadan Sarik Lavi Minayin Lamad Rabin Rashazia Shaesh Gavuahu Rayu Elion. Now we have to understand the last few words, or the beginning of the last few words, the Rashash says that it's the Rayu Elion, as we said. והנה לבעין יען מצינו וכמה מקומות דברי רב ועיקר בדוש הקריא שמה שעל המיטה שיש בפרצוף אבא ואמא וזון שתי מיני זיווגים. There's two types of זיווגים, as we know, והם זיווג אחד לעשות כלי. That's the first, that's the initial כלי. As we saw the Gemara says that you have to make a woman into a כלי, meaning the first ביאז נעשי the כלי, and the second one is לאיבו. ואין איש המתעבר בבי הראשונה, because the בי הראשונה is for לצורך הכלי. That's פשוט נגמור. So he says, well, there's two types of zivug. First is לעשות כלי, and there is זיווג עולדה. זיווג עולדה. והוא כמו, והוא כשאבא ואמא זווגים לעשות את כלי אמא, אז אבא נותן לאמא גבורה. Now how are you going to make a כלי? That's the question. The כלי are, as we said beforehand, you're using the גבורה, והם גימול אב, שנקראים רעיו עליון. It's called the 216 רעיו, the abbreviation עליון. So these are the גימול גבורות, והם גימול, sorry, hey גבור, which are, there are three abs, and the three abs, you take the 72 times 3 is 216. Excuse me. וכן, כשזון מזווגים זיווג לעשות כלי, and same thing, not only אבא ואמא, but also the same process happens by זיווג זון. אז נותן לנו כבר גבורות, והם ריבוע אב, it's going to be ריבוע אב, וריבוע הוויה פשוט, both of them together. Because is zivug gives over something else, so then zun is going to be the ribua of ab and the ribua of ya pashut pshuta. Em nikraim rayu tachton. So the rayu elyon is going to happen by abba ve'im, and the rayu tachton is talking about the zivug of zav nukva. But b'drush hakreish mashal amita katab sherayu elyon ve'tachton hem החרב ההורגת הקלי בקלי והשמידה אותם. And that's the reason why we're doing this as well. So it's twofold. First of all, the rayu is there to make the keli, the b'shiyasod nukva. And second of all, also the rayu that we find in Kresha Shalemita is also like a double-bladed sword. That's what the Loshon of Chai Vital is. That you're going to be using over there, the Rayu Elyon and the Rayu Tachton. We know what that means now, because the Rayu Elyon is in reference to Abba V'Ima's Zivug process, and the Rayu Tachton is going to have to do with the Zivug process of Zun. Shemidivotam. The Ulai, that he adds over here, now what is this? Again, he's going to hopping on the Indian of the Elyon. ואולי אפשר לומר בדרך אפשר, this is the נקודת הקס of speaking, שמכאן למד רבינו רשזה זיה שהאש גבוה הם ההי גבורות, and this אש גבוה that we talk about, what is the qualities, the components that consist of this גבוה, והם ההי גבורות שבגבורות, they are the five גבורות שבגבורות, הם בחינת אש.
כי ידוע מכמה מקומות בדיבר רב, we know that ash is the גבורות and מים is the חסדים. Those are two main כוחות. והם ראו התחתון נמשך מזל ונקבל לעשות לכיל, והם אש גבוה שעל ידי, שעל ידם מקלים את הקלים. זו אמה של הדצחן. So that is, it's a whole more talia. It is the koah, the higvurod, and which makes the rayu, is the koah, as we said, to build the kid yisod, and at the same time, moment of time, that's going to create this eish gavoa, this eish gavoa, which is the gavoa, that's the strength, which is going to kill off all the impurities, like the akihut, like the Rashash says, we read it early on, and the zoma of the Datschan. And the Datschan that Rav Yosef referred to last year that we spoke about the Datschan. V'af v'pishu nikra v'loshon harav rayu ha-tachton. So what's that tachton? It's supposed to be esh govoa. V'ulai he says, nukhal omar shu she'azeh rak hu yachad im abba v'iva az rayu ha-elyon yikra keili v'ruach v'rucha de'abba v'ima v'rayu ha-tachton keili v'rucha de'zun. ועולם כשהזון הם לבד הם אז הקם קראי ראיו עליון. Now we have the problems as follows, because we know that the Rizal tells us the difference between ראיו עליון ראיו תחתון, and the Poshut Pshat is we know the ראיו עליון belongs to the ראיו עליון belongs to what? To the Zivug of Abba Vima. The ראיו תחתון belongs to the Zivug of Zun. The problem is when you look at the Rashash, he doesn't say that. He says the Za Shuhu Rayu Elyon. Now that's not completely true. We said that only Rayu Elyon only applies to Abba Vima, not by Zun. So what's Pshat? So that's, this is what he's trying to answer. He's trying to answer why the Rishash is Rayu Elyon, because that's only when Zah is standing alone. That means, I mean, he's never really standing alone, but when we look for, when our perspective, when we are focused on just Zah by himself, we say that there's an Esh Gavoa, we say there's a Rayu Elyon. Mashenkin, if we're comparing, we're comparing Zun to Abba Vima, then we differentiate. We say Zah is no longer seen to be a Rayu Elyon, but rather it's a Rayu Tartan. Who's the Rayu Elyon? That would be Abba Vima. So it's a posh to teretz and very misalva. Now we're going to continue the drush of the drush that he brought earlier on from Rav Chaim Vital about Korban Tamid. Now here we go. V'gam at the end of the page. Gam Parshas Olat Tamid. This is what we're learning our sugya today, is about Olat Tamid. Parshas Tamid. גם פרשת עולת תמיד עשויה חולה חולה תכוון במילת עולת, עולת תמיד, עולת אל מה שנתן אצלנו, שנבעל אצלנו, כי יש תועל בקדושה. ועושות פסוק אל תראוני תועלת יעקב, תועלת, תועלת יעקב. ועושות שם אבגטץ, וזה יענה בכוח שוב בגמטריה תולה, which is the worm, who sod chesed amidgaber, or midgale, or meir bekol boker veboker kumuvah bezohar kadosh. You see, every time we know the in and of the separations of the day, the way we separate in quarters, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. We know that the night time is hitgabrut of the kali, and we know the beginning of the day is hitgabrut of the chasadim. That's what he's referring to over here. Who saw the chesed midgaber or midgalu meir baboker baboker. Because as soon as the boker comes, we know that's the ushering in of the chassadim. That's why we don't do tago by night. Other different inyanim why we don't things by night, because of this yesod I just told you. Kimuvah b'tzohar. Kavayadata, kisham niska shuhu achesed. Excuse me. Omnam liyot shosho b'gvura, shu Hashem ben mab, אלא שהוא בחינת חסד שבגבורה, לכן נקרא תולעת שני, תולעת שני. Because we're saying this false, because we know it's based in the תולעת that we're talking about, this special כביכול, this worm, which is the yesod of the hey chasadim, which come at the beginning of the day. Why are we calling it תולעת? It's a funny word, תולעת is like sort of a negative thing. So he says, you know why? Because we're talking about the shor, which is בגבורה. the gvura gives it its strength. This is this negative strength. Strength is sort of a very strong power. That's what we're saying, negative. But it's not actually negative, but it's a strong power. So why this strong power? Because it comes, its shorosh is from the gvura. That's warm. Yeah, so that means warm. Kemuvat leinu b'pashas v'techelit v'agamam v'tolat sheni b'pashas truma kuf lamed aleph. I know. Now it depends. Now tolad just means word. Tolad is worm. Now in this particular, when he's referring to the in the pasuk, tolad sheni is a type of material. So you have techelit with the blue, the agamon, which is the purple, and tolad sheni, which is the shiny. In pashas truma. So it's a play on words that you have this koach called tola, which is this worm, which is part and parcel of this tolat shenim, because we know that worms they spin sort of silky threads, and that would, some of the threads will be used. Ki gavya adom, and the color is red. V'so tolat sheni lifi shoshro shro begvoa, and the substance which is produced over there is red because, like we said, because the shosh of this tola, of this particular tola, is from the gvoa, and gvoa is red. Excuse me, and that's what the ending is about. Aval hu bechinat ha-chesed. Who bechana chesed shibegvua. So again, it's a mixture of chesed gvua because at the beginning of the day it's chesed. So the chesed shibegvura b'liyoto meshoresh agvura. Lechein nikra Yisrael al shemo tolat Yaakov. And that's why, since we have this very nice mixture, mizug it's called chesed shibegvura, that is really encapsulating the teva of Klal Yisrael. That's why I said lechein nikra Yisrael. The Israel are also called Tula because it's called Tulat Yaakov. Lefi she'em mekelim mechalim, sorry, et akum besod gvura. Kedimion Tulat harach o markiv o mekalet etz hakashe v'chazak. So this worm is soft, and you think it's not worth anything, but really, if you put a worm on a piece of wood, as he's mentioning over here of Chavital, he's going to eat through the word. Wood, and therefore that's Klal Yisrael and the Umot Olam. We look like very, you know, wimpy Klal Yisrael. When it comes to push to shove, then they were able to make Kalim et Akum, to destroy the Akum, like a worm which seems to be soft and eating through wood. Hine kedim yom tolat zeh shebekedusha yesh kenegdo tolat echad bekamin. Now you have to know that this worm that we're talking about, this spiritual worm, which has, again, we're defining as, he's defining as chesed shebegvura, there's both of these qualities, that is in the tzad kedusha. But you should know that anything tzad kedusha has its mirror image in the tzad tuma. And he says shebekedusha yesh kenegdo tolat echad bekamin. This Kali, this particular worm, also wakes up in the morning, and also, so as the Tola Kedusha is getting there to build the world, the Kali of Sitra Acha is coming to destroy the world. And that's why it didn't just allow this negative Tola to destroy the world, but rather he called upon and created this Tola Kedusha in order to fight it. And that's the sort of the pasuk, Vayashkem Avon Baboke, Avon Avinu, God up in the morning, Usod Dinyan Tamid, and this is the pshat in Tamid, Hanema Bo Olat Tamid, Ki Otiot Olat, Afuch Tola. That's, now we're going back to the Pasha's Olat Tamid that we're trying to explain over here. What's Pshat Olat? If you mix the words, mix the letters together, mix the letters around, you'll find that Olat makes spells Tola, worm. Aride Olat Tamid Nasit Tasit Bekol Boker. And what's the word Tamid? Tamid is constantly, every single morning this is happening, this riv, this fight between the Tola Kedusha and the Tola Kaliz is mentioning every morning. That's Tamid. Ola Tamid haya nichna Tola at Tameh. בספרה אחר, בפסוק אל תראו נטולת יעקב, ויוני יהיה נטולה זה. Okay, so all that's clear. It's an interesting fact over here that Kosovo creates these two forces every morning, and they're constantly tamid. This olat tamid, this worm, is constantly fighting. The kedusha is fighting the tzad tuma. Very interesting. Now, on page 253, Rav mevaer kan sheyesh tula shebekedusha shemeorer bekol yom shuor bechinat shem avgitatz. Now that is intelligent, that he's explaining to us that really that this tola, which is the word of olat, is really the sword of avgitatz. Avgitatz is a tremendous, powerful kedusha of the Anav Koach. Machniat the tola tamish rotzil lekalot et haolam. This is a sword korban atamid she'al yado anu meorim atola de kedusha lechniat atola kalia. And this is really the punchline over here. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of bringing this olat tamid? Now, olat tamid, pasha pshat is that every single morning you have to bring the tamid, the korban tamid. That's the one that they open the base of mikdash every single morning. They will bring the olat tamid, tamid baboker, tamid ben arba'im, and they will close the services of the base of mikdash with the olat tamid. Tamid ben Arbayim, it's called. One in the morning, one ba'erev. So what is that? That is all api pshat. And even pshat, we don't really have a reason for that. It's just that the tzivoy Hashem, halachon shem Sinai, okay? Api kabbalah, what's happening is that the forces of evil are misgaber, and therefore God wants us to induce and create and draw down a tremendous, powerful kedusha, the tolah, the kedusha, in order to defeat the powers of evil, which are being produced over there, and that is through. Okay, so that's the inyan of the tola keneged the tola kedusha keneged the tola of kali in the inyan of olat tamid, the pashas tamid. That's very good. Now let's continue. We'll discuss a bit more in depth about this tola atame. Tzarich lavin ma'u tola kedusha ma'u tola atame. Let's discuss these tolats. הנה, בשער מאמרי רשב"י, עליו השלום, בביאור על הזוהר, פרשס תחומה, דף קל מטל עמוד ב', כתב זה לשונו. שם דף קל מטל עמוד א', זה לשונו. תולת שני כתיב, is written in the פסוק, תולת שני. כתב שנים, שנים, דכתיב, כי כל ביתה לבוש שנים, שנים. So this is... Okay, so as we said, there is a conflicting mamar here in the psukim. The pasuk says tolat shani, and in other places it's shanim. For example, kol beta lavu shanim, with a mem at the end. But zeh yidbar lecha, and with this we're going to explain the mash yidbar bepashas emor daf kuf nun amud bet. ממש בענו לאבן פרשת יתרו, דף סמכת עמוד בעץ, בתוספת ההיא. ושם מתבאר כי מציאות החסד נקרא יומם, יומה דקליל לכולו. Okay, with chesed, we know the ultimate, we spoke about this, יומה דקולו. Chesed, we know from the covenant of the Omer, and the covenant of the Nani Lulav, we speak about, we address, we contact, let's put it that way. We make contact, and speaking about Rav Shari Dubilevsky Sforim, that he speaks about at length the Yom Dekula. Very interesting what the Mefarshim have to say about this. The Pakid who lets the Hasidim in, and he's the control, like the passport control. That's the what we call the Chesed Dekula. He's the ultimate in Chasadim. Anyways, so let's get back to the text. Nizbarakim Mitziut Ches Nika Yomam Yoma. Because it says Yomam, and really it should say Yoma the Kalil Kulu. Why it says Yomam? Yomam is Yomim. It's multiple chasadim. Ki Yomim ki hu mispashet b'chamisha sfirot. Because it goes to, well, one pshat is Yomam, it's very. So the other pshat, which she's saying over here, is that the fact that chasadim are spreading into various sfirot, that's why it's Loshon Rabim Yomam. Yomam dekulu. Asher lemat mimenu. So it starts all the way up.
and it comes all the way down to the five sefirot. Kulo kulan eno makbilot zol v'shefa ela al yada. Now all of them are not mekabel or. And this is what I was telling you, he's the pakid. He allows everything to receive chesed or disallows things to receive chesed. That's what he says. Kulam ena mikabelot o shefa el al yada. Seems to be, it's an interesting mitzvah. We're not going to go into it, but it seems to be has his own breira. He decides. This yom de kula has a breira to decide. This is what we discussed in the mafash. It decides whether it wants to give you chesed or not. It's a paradikasach. Anyways. This is why it's called Shani. We are. It's called Shani, not Shani because we're talking about it itself, the Yom of the Kula. It takes all the colors. We know colors are a tremendous Kabbalistic form of information, relating information. Colors contain a lot of information. This is brought down in the Paldis of the Ramak and various places, specifically in the Zohar, that the colors are tremendous, powerful kochot. So he says over here that the chesed de kulu, which is a yachid, be'atzmo beloshon yachid, he tola'a, hu notel kol again, he takes all the colors, I mean, he takes all the strengths. It's a tremendously powerful entity. Ki lachen nikra yiri'a merkama. And therefore, that's why it's called the woven yira'ah sheet. Kinizkel sham, aval b'chinat kol sha'ah chasidim nitzpashtim limat mimenu nikra shanim v'lashon rabim. And all the other subsequent chasidim which come from that strong chesed are called v'lashon rabim. Excuse me. Amash katuv shani, the nafig mekursia ila de shalta al tcheled misitcha de yamina. Why is it called Shani? Because it comes out from the kise elyon, which we usually refer to the kise kovah, the shalta al tcheled, which controls the blue side on the right hand side. Pirush explains. We said the chesed elyon was called the chesed de kuleu. It's called Tolat, called that worm. V'hu ayotze mamekarsia hu bibina bibiria v'tolat hu chesed yetziram asheni. So again, v'tolat, it's called v'hu yotze mekarsia, it comes out from this, from the kise. Hu bina bibiria v'tolat hu chesed shveyetzira. Sorry. Okay, so let's go back a few more words. Umashikud of Shani, the nafik mekosia da ala de shalta at chel mit sitra de yamina, pirush, ki achesed yon nikra tolat vuhu, hayotzi mekosia shu bina bebriya. We know that the kisa covered, we know the kisa covers in the world of briya. That's why it's called the kursia. Now, the tolat hu achesed shvi yitzira, and the tolat is found in the world which is below that, that's in the world of yitzira. The Shani, who bechinat haChesed haChitzona shebiyitzira. That's going to go on the outside. That's called the Shani. So he's explained basically all the words over here. Tolat Shani. Nearly shvasiya shu alavush ela atolat shu haChesed shebiyitzira. V'omer Shani the nafik mekursia. Who ki kevan shu alavush shel haChesed atzmo yotzi min kursia. So the difference of opinion over here that the Rav Chaim Vital seems to feel that it's not in the world of Yitzir, but rather in the world of Asiya. V'chein gam ze ne'emar alav shigam hu yotzi min kursia v'lechein nikra shani lohorod ki tolat hu rishon v'zehu sheni lo. It's the second to him. Omin ze ashani nafik nichla apotroposa di Israel. I will explain that. Michael is the apotropos Israel, is the guardian for Klal Israel. Apotropos Israel. Omnam, that's where he comes. His shorosh, it comes from this Shani, Tolat Shani. Onam yesh bezik tzad kusha, Rav Chaim Vital says, ki achesed hu luban. The chesed is white. ואיך קראו תולת שני הוא אדום. Well, we know we're talking about chesed over here. A chesed on the highest levels. So remember what we said. We said tolat, it's a red, red substance. It's a red color. Red is gevura. So how do we miyash es avraham vitam? Vezeh yisbar mashut kuf tolat shani, tchen gavin kechadam. Yamina v'smola achiva v'sumak. So that's what he says. He says there are multiple colors on this worm. Multiple colors. There's going to be white. Tchegav nikechada yamina v'smola achiva. There's white, and then there's going to be red. And I suppose the other colors which are in between. V'ininu b'mash noda gam ken ki pnei arye hu b'yamim. And a very similar idea says, you know, in the Kisa Kavod, during Yechezkel, when he traveled up in his Nevuah over there, the tremendous Nevuah that we have, all the description of the Kisa Kavod, he said that he saw the Pnei Arayim, the lion, he saw the face of the eagle, he saw the face of the person, and so on and so forth, the shawl, the four faces over there. And it's interesting to note that the Arya, interesting that the Arya, the line is connected, you mean right-hand side. The right-hand side always chesed. But if you take the Gematria of Arya, it's the Gematria of Gevura. It has both. Chesed and Gevura. The line has both chesed and Gevura. Omna me'inenu le'orot the klal. It's a show, it's a rule. No da. Ki a chesed kulur b'gvura, gvura kulur b'chesed. You can't separate one with the other. V'nim sa shechesed atzmo yesh gvura, v'nim sa shua kulur mitchei gavin, yamin u'smol. And therefore, it's all mixed up. It has both qualities, the best of both worlds, as we say in English. It has the right and the left, and the left and the right. It has gvura and chesed, and has both of these qualities. V'nim sa ki ma shekaru tulat shani, shi'i el b'chinat gvura klula bo, shu aria gematria gvura. That's what's called tulat shani, in order to demonstrate this. So in the Kula the Kesef summarizes, v'nimsa lemedin. From this paragraph that we just read, from the Mama Rashbi, in Arizal, we read that the tulat kedusha hu chesed yom adekulu. That this subject of tola'a, and why are we talking about tola'a again? Because we're talking about olat tamid, it's the same words, we're talking about parashas tamid over here. It's a chesed, which we call yuma dekula, as we've explained many times. Hu nika ki yadua, bekol makom, b'shem, avgitatz. Avgitatz is, that's the makor of yuma dekula. O mishtar shelo ta'ara yuma dekula, shua ki yudua, chesed nimshach, mechesed atik ad, solve kol ha'olam. So it continues downwards. It starts off on a very high level, the siyom of the kulo, the chesem, and brings down a shefa to all the lowest worlds. Umataratol lishmor et ha'shefa me'achizat ha'chitzonim, and the purpose of this siyom of the kulo. Why do you need such a strong chesem? Because this chesem stands as a shom, as a guardian, guarding against all the sly chitzonim who are trying to grab the shefa and to take it away. Livot shefa shelo yitave v'yichlash b'ridato lemata, in order that it shouldn't become thickened, and it tries to dilute the shefa in order that it should become weak. Kenizka b'moshu v'od mekomot. Im kenarat ches yom dekula shenimshach b'kol amalot ad asiya azir tolat dekdusha shmo v'shar ma'am rashbi v'im achnet kale b'rotzim lechalot ha'olam et ha'or ze anu ma'orim b'kol yom alidu kuban natami. וגם היום שאין לנו קורבן נשלמה פעם סבתנו, אנו מכוונים על ידי אמירת הקורבן של האורת או אותו או יום הדקולים דקולים מהכני התקלים. So, but what he said is very simple, is that the עניין העולת התמיד, קורבן התמיד. So what we're saying over here, the inyan, let's summarize over here. The inyan, the korban tamid that we're reading, it's very, but a lot of people just skip it, especially the Ashkenazim, they just go right straight into Hodu, Kemat, Kaddish, and they go on weiter. But they have to, by Mincha as well, the Musik, they don't even do a lot of Nusachs that we have by the Ashkenazim, they don't even have any korbanos b'chalal. But the Arizal is stressing over here that it's a Kabbalistic power that a person has to and has a responsibility to use. And what do I mean by that? Because what is the responsibility? The responsibility is to fight the negative side. There is a reality called the negative side called the chitzonim, and their tachlis is to take the kedushin, water it down, and make it look as if it's not there. And therefore, it doesn't seem that in the world bechlal there's anything called spirituality. There's nothing called ruchni. Kochot akedusha do not exist. Therefore, that's why Chazal introduced the inyan of Korbana Tamid. Why say Chazal? Because nowadays we don't have Korbanas. We have an inyan called Parim Sifateinu. We have the Parim Sifateinu, meaning that we have the Tfilah Bimkom HaKorbanot. That's what the importance to say is that we, he says, explains Rav Chaim Vital in Shah Mam Rashbi, is that by bringing down this strong chesed, this there again, we say the tachlis is to dilute the chesed, then we bring out extra power, extremely powerful chesed called Yom HaDekulo in order to counteract the pu'ulas of the tzadik chitzonim. Now let's continue the last paragraph on page 253. Omnam, in an ola shel tamid da, you should know something else. Ki kol ola ole hi gematria bebechinat lea. Now, interesting, he's tying together now the korban ole ola with the parshas of lea elyon elyona, asheba kol bechinat adinim. Because we know that lea is made from the achuraim, the malchut de ima shnishburu. And she's by the back of Zah, she's all the negative mile, she's on the Achoraim de Zah, she's made from the Achoraim of Imam, Kehena Kehena, therefore she represents Dinim, Gvot, Chazokot, Kenodam. Lachen, Ayu, Makhivim, Keneged, Olat, Tamid, Kede, Lematik, Dinim, Sheba, Kede, Shiloh, Garbea, Tula, Atame, Kniska, Zesod, Olat, Tamid. So then you understand, because we have a passive called Leah. She's actually called Eshet Yaakov or Eshet Yisrael. She is a good passive. We want this passive, but the problem is she is vulnerable too, because since she is dinim, she's exactly the bait for the chitzonim. Chitzonim love dinim and they're very very much attracted to her. Therefore, what we do in order to protect her, another inyan of the olat tamid is as a protection lematik dinim of Leah, in order that she shouldn't be bait for the chitzonim. That's what he says. And then he continues, "V'hinei b'teva tamid hu chaser yud." Now, when we work, that's ola. That's ola to ola. Now, when we work with the word of tamid, ola tamid, constantly you have to bring the ola. Hu chaser yud. There's no yud written over there. Tamid. Usually, it's a tough yud. Kiktziv tamid without a yud. V'karinan tamid. Tav mem yud dal. We had the yud over there. The kavaya dat and mashum kutuv pasuk midat yamai mayhi. David the Melech said in Tehillim, midat yamai, the measures of my days. What are they? He was questioning cheshbon and nefesh. Kileya nikra midat shemot yot temid. Because if you take the gematria of then he says the word tamid. It also spells temed. If he should look at dalit alafim, midalit shemot eke shem gematria midat. All right, this is more the gematria is over there by Leah, by Baruch Shem Kivod Machutol Leon Ve'ed. That temed is the gematria. The temed is the gematria for alafim of the midat of dalit shemot eke, because eke is spelled Aleph, K, Yud, K. So the Aleph, we have four of those, can I get the different mochim? So the Aleph is enlarged, that's the Dalit Alafim, each one 1,000. And that's gonna explain, that's the 400, not 1,000. And that's gonna, the Dalit Alafim, the four Alephs, which represents the 400 of the Temet. V'chule, v'chule. So now let's see what he says at the last line. Tzach lavin mo inyan Leah kan shemamtikat adinim b'tarchinyon. We have to understand what Leah has to do with this, but I don't know what it really is. Rav Chaim Vital already told us that Leah has her particular dinim, which attract the chitzonim. So therefore, the amtaka helps with that. I don't know what this, the question is, but anyways, let's go to page 254. Now. Siyum navi kam et seda kavanat zu lefi erch shesidra rabin rasha ziyah v'siduro dav ein dalet amud alef. Now, this is the halacha l'maaseh. After we came out from Lo Yinikub and Tamir with the Rama Rashbi and the Shaka Vanot and also Sidur Hashash, we're going to see it inside. Olat Ayin Lamitav is the gematria of Tola. Now, when you just read the Shash, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever, but Rosh Hashanah, we read all the information, that's why we're doing this, understand the lomd is behind all this. V'chaven Sidra Shash legalot ara midat ha-chesed shebigvua. We also know what that means, because we know that Tola is both mitzad chesed and mitzad gvua, as we explained at length. And we know as well, shebo shem avgitatz gematria Tola. If you take the gematria of Ana B'Koach Gidula Yimine Hatati Tzirura, which is coming out with the gematria of Tola, Blachnia, what's the purpose of all this? The Chesish V'Gvucha, which have Gitat, which is a Koach, which spells Tola. What is the Tachlis of this Tola? He says, the Rashash, Lachnia V'Lavatel Tola Hatameh. And what is this Tola Tameh? So Rosh Hashanah also explains She'em HaKlipot O Chazim B'Sherit B'Urei HaMalachim. That is the Klipah, as we know in Shah Nikudas Perek Tet, that speaks about the Shvira over there and how the Shvira was necessary in order to create the lower worlds. How were the lower worlds created? Because the Kedusha came off in the Enayim De'ak. Went into the kelim of Adam. Went into the kelim of the Eses Sfirot of Adam Rishon. Adam HaKadmon, excuse me. Broke the kelim. Now, why did breaking the kelim? So the Lashem explains the breaking the kelim because there was impurities in the kelim. That's why they broke. Those impurities were necessary to come out of the kelim in order to create the worlds. Interesting fact that all worlds are created from the impurities of the kelim. Akolpanim. What does this mean for us? That means that is good for the Kali that the Chashash is talking about over here. So therefore, in order to purify, say, we're kashering the world. That's a good expression, kashering the world, meaning we're taking fire, the Esh Gavoa that we spoke about beforehand, and kashering the world, meaning the impurities which created the world with Kali, which are grabbing onto the nitzitz of every single nitzitz kedusha. And all tachlis is, the Avodah Hashem in a nutshell is to separate and to burn off all the kali from the klipot. And he says, the lehamtik dinelea. And also, as we saw from the Mamar Rashbi, that there's also dinin, and also an extra inyan. It's not tied together, it's an extra inyan. So whilst you bring the Yom HaDikulo, which is this Tamid, you have to be mamtik all the dinin which is behind Zah, Bachor Zah. And then it continues, which is Leah. Why Leah? Because we said, because she's a big attraction for these chitzonim, because she's dinim. And then he says Tamid. Tamid is the gematria of, remember we spoke about, the Aleph's. The Aleph's is the Eke. Over here we have three Ekes. Three Ekes, which is the gematria of Tamid. Of the Miluya of Eke, which is Kasa, Kamag, and Kana. I mean, those are gematrias. Aleph, Lame, Pei, Keyud, Vav, Yudalit, Keyud. That's Kasa. Kamag is Aleph, Lame, Pei, Hey, Aleph, Yud, Vav, Yudalit, Key, Aleph. And Kamag, which is the gematria of the Ege, the Ahin, it's called, which is Aleph, Lame, Pei, Keke, Yud, Vav, Yudalit, Keke. Then the Rashash finishes off over here. The Otio Tamid, again without the Yud, Homazem the Dalet Alafim, the Dalet Eke. So we know that, by the Kivanas of Baal Shem, Kivod Machuton of Ed, where we build up the Ketarim of Leah of Rachel over there. So we have four Ekes, and we're going to take the Aleph of each one. So Leah particularly is going to build up a Kethis through the four olives of the Ekes. The four Ekes represent, as far as I remember, it represents the Ketech Chochma Bina Dat, the Mochim over there. Shulakach Lea Me'arad Levushet Dalet Mochim Deza. Dal Mochim, again, that is the Ketech Chochma Bina Deza, is going to be Mashbia on Ketech, because we've got to build up Lea, we have to build up Rachel. So the particular way we build up Rachel, Lea, is by the four olives of the Ekes. Okay, Chazak uBaruch. I think we'll point starting the new section with the Mitzvah of Hashem next time. We learn we'll be starting a new area of Tikkunim, and we're going to be touching on the next part of Tefillah called Baruch She'amar. Bezat Hashem Da'asim and Atzilach.